Prison doors. Peter was in prison. He must have been very uncomfortable, for his hands and feet were bound with chains, and he was sleeping between two soldiers. What had he done? Nothing, except to tell the people the story of Jesus. And the people were so glad to hear it that many of them stopped listening to the scribes and Pharisees and would not give any more money to the synagogues. Instead, they hid in caves and in secret rooms where they could feel safe while they listened to Peter and the other apostles as they told them about Jesus. Every day, more and more people came to hear Peter. The new church that told about Jesus was rapidly growing so large that scribes and Pharisees, priests and rulers were frightened. "What shall we do to stop their talking?" they had asked each other as they saw the crowds following Peter and the apostles. "Perhaps King Herod will help us," said the rulers and Pharisees among themselves. "If it pleases you, I will stop their telling that story of Jesus," Herod said to the Jews who hated the apostles. So Herod killed James and put Peter in prison. But Herod's cruelty didn't help the Jews who hated the followers of Jesus and the new church called Christian. They probably expected to see the people running back to the synagogue to ask the rulers not to kill them because they had listened to Peter. But the rulers were disappointed, and how they must have scowled as they saw some rich disciples carrying gold and silver money in their bags to give to Peter for the new church. Let us watch Peter as he lies asleep on the cold stone floor of the prison. His jailers no doubt were wishing Herod would kill Peter so they could go back to their warm, light homes. I know Peter must have smiled in his sleep, for he knew every member of the new church was awake and praying for him, and their prayers were heard and answered. How? Watch. Suddenly, the dark, damp prison grew brilliantly light. Someone standing beside Peter tells him to wake up. Peter, astonished, opened his eyes and stared. "Am I awake or dreaming?" he asked himself. "Rise quickly," the shining figure said, and added, "Fasten your sandals and put on your cloak." Peter obeyed. The chains fell from his hands and feet as though they had rotted with rust. "It must be a vision," Peter thought. "Surely no one is strong enough to pass all the prison guards and come to help me." The light which awakened Peter had put his two jailers to sleep. "Come with me," said the friend that Peter called an angel. Past the first and second guards went Peter and his shining guide. No one noticed them. Did the light that guided Peter make blind the soldiers who guarded the prison? I think so. On the two walked. The heavy iron gate of the prison opened noiselessly of itself to let Peter and his guide pass through. Then it as quietly closed. But Peter and his guide were free and walking in the city street. When Peter turned to thank the one who had led him out of the prison, the shining figure was gone. He was alone and no light was near but some dim torches carried by watchmen. "Now I know my visitor was a messenger of God sent to save me from Herod," thought Peter. He was saved just in time, for when morning came, Herod had decided to put Peter to death, as he had James. Softly, Peter glided through the streets of Jerusalem. At last he reached a friend's house. Rap, rap. What a noise his knuckles must have made as they beat upon the door. Were his friends glad to see him? Surely. But do you know that at first his friends would not believe it was Peter standing in the doorway? They thought they saw a vision. "Tell all the disciples that I have escaped. Their prayers for me have been answered," Peter said to his friends. But he could not stay with them, for he knew when morning came, Herod would send his soldiers after him. So out Peter went into the darkness and found a place where he was safe from the cruelty and hatred of ruler and Pharisee. Did Peter stop talking about Jesus after his escape from prison? Never. He talked all the more. Once he had kept still because he was afraid. Now the apostle, who once had denied that he knew Jesus, became the first to declare his name.